Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, May 12th, 2014. In today's podcast, we discuss once again President Obama's pivot to Asia, first announced about 2 years ago by then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and emphasized many times since then by President Obama. What then is its status right now, as President Obama was finishing his recent trip to Asia, where he pledged that the mutual defense treaty with the Philippines as, quote, ironclad? He sidestepped questions of whether that ironclad promise would include intervening against China should the conflict over fishing rights with the Philippines escalate into armed conflict. The Chinese towed their $1 billion oil platform, which, according to the New York Times, is the size of a football field and as tall as a 40-story building. They towed it to a disputed area 17 miles from an island claimed by both China and Vietnam. They towed it along with naval warship escort. China and Vietnam had a previous agreement to jointly exploit the resources in that area, but China has apparently decided to abandon that agreement and go it unilaterally. The Vietnamese government, wary of its longtime ally, has already started making preparations for a naval buildup to confront the Chinese. Vietnam has invested heavily, according to a Wall Street Journal story, in advanced military capability, especially naval capability, apparently trying to make China think twice. But at this point, China has not thought twice. They thought about going it unilaterally, and they have done so. The Asian nations, that's the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, meet this week for a week-long conference. But at this point, they have not reached a consensus on how to deal with China. Vietnam and the Philippines want a stronger response to the Chinese assertiveness, but countries such as Thailand and Singapore do not want to antagonize their biggest trading partner. Vietnam has ordered a new fleet of six Russian Kilo-class submarines. The Kilo-class is the model that used to attempt to shadow U.S. subs as they patrolled during the Cold War. Two of the six have been delivered, and although not fully up to speed, one has gone to sea from the old U.S. base at Cameron Bay. Six Gepard frigates, two have been delivered. 10 Molniya fast attack craft, two delivered. 6 Thantool-class corvette missile ships, 2 Sigma corvettes on order, and 20 coastal patrol boats are in the Vietnamese order, a small force compared to the Chinese Navy's 60 frigates and destroyers and 35 attack submarines, although, according to the U.S. Department of Defense, not all these ships are tasked to the South Sea area of operations. The Russians, again, according to the Wall Street Journal, are helping Vietnam set up an anti-ship missile production facility in their country and also providing a third squadron of Sukhoi Su-30 fighter jets. China also operates these same fighters. Vietnam is currently evaluating several European fighters, including the latest Eurofighter Typhoon. China is prevented from buying European weapon systems by a long-standing arms embargo. You will notice that none of these weapon systems are American. And that brings us back to the pivot to Asia. In Obama's speeches in Asia, he tried to direct attention away from military force by saying, quote, force is only one of the tools we've got in the toolkit. President Obama is obviously trying to avoid military conflicts abroad and instead concentrate on diplomacy to solve problems, and I commend him for that. He seems to be turning away from the militancy of his former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. Here at home, though, he is beset with problems, mired in debt, with an economy that is barely recovering, if at all. The Federal Reserve's money printing keeps the stock market up and the economy going, but it's destroying the middle class, the elderly, and savers in general. As Indian columnist M.K. Bhatra Kumar pointed out in the Asia Times newspaper, An article in the Philippine Daily asked the question, is Obama pledge really ironclad? President Obama is in a very difficult spot here. I don't envy him. The world watches him in Syria and Ukraine, Crimea, and doubts his resolve. The world certainly doesn't fear him anymore. Power abhors a vacuum. Thus, Russia appears around the world. Mr. Obama is probably making the right decision to abandon his pivot to Asia. We can't afford it. If we ever could, we certainly can't now. As Mr. Bhadrakumar points out again, Medicare and Social Security are a Pacific power. He can't have both. And as an admiral once said, gunboat diplomacy without the gunboats is just talk. I agree with the admiral. Therefore, I would suggest less talk, fewer promises. That way we won't have to walk away from those promises. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.